The opinions expressed in Outwit, Outplay, Outyap are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. It's Malik Fortier.
And I'm Andrew Hill.
And this is our fourth real and penultimate episode of Outwit,
Outplay,
Outyap.
Today, we finally made it to a tribe swap, the first one since season 45, which was 4 seasons ago at this point.
And that was barely a tribe swap. That was such a weak tribe swap.
It was so underwhelming, but this one was such a phenomenal, like, it felt like maximum chaos.
It shook the game up.
Everything's exciting, and we're so pumped to talk about it today. We've got a lot to get through, and I think we got to start with Justin just left the game. Justin just out.
Through the craziest of circumstances that we talked about last episode, Justin is gone, and we've got the unlikely trio of Cedric, Mary, and Say. And they do all this, you know, repairing and bonding of their relationship under the assumption that they're going to have to continue working together on Vula. And it's so funny when we realize that there's going to be a tribe swap. So kind of all that bonding, did it really matter?
Right.
I don't know.
It's very exciting. And we just immediately jump into it. We've got 3 new tribes of 5.
Whatever luck was on Survivor Island was put all into that. It was taken from the players when they had to roll the dice and put into this tribe swap because they got the maximum amount of chaos and entertainment squeezed out of this tribe swap.
If we go through the tribes one by one, our new Siva tribe consists of Bianca from Purple, from Loggy, and we've got Cedric and Say from Old Vula, and then Chrissy and Mitch stay on Siva.
It's always interesting to see, you know, are these two people who weren't originally close on their original tribe maybe going to come together and put their differences aside? And we see this exactly happen with Loggy on the new Loggy. We have the two original Loggy members who are Star and Eva, which we know they were ever feuding. They were always at each other's throats. So, you know, it's interesting to see how that's going to play out. But alongside them, they've got 2 Siva members in David and Charity, and then 1 lonesome Vula, Mary, who it was ecstatic to swap.
Our middle of the road queen.
Perfectly positioned queen.
She's
untouchable,
making the merge.
Queen.
And for our last tribe, I think the craziest tribe of all of them. It might honestly be my 5 favorite players.
You've got the California Girls Alliance. You've got Thomas, Joe, and Shaheen. And then you've also got a big powerhouse in Kyle and also a really smart player, good puzzler in Camilla. So they can't possibly lose a challenge. So I don't think we'll have to worry about that, right?
Right, absolutely. Like, they just seem a little overpowered. They're finally going to get that win for Vula.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun to watch. Let's circle back a little bit to the Siva tribe. We see Bianca is now, as the lone Loggy, kind of in the middle, where initially you would expect that she could just play the vote that everyone else wants to get to.
That swing vote.
Right, to knock out another player, which makes sense in theory, but there is so much more to this dynamic where Bianca, for one, does not have a vote. She isn't telling anyone. No one knows about this, but she doesn't have a vote. And secondly, we have already witnessed previously, Say and Cedric don't have that close of a bond.
Very tumultuous relationship.
Right. They are honestly kind of like at ends, and Cedric doesn't realize it. But Say holds grudges. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
And Say immediately is like, we're swapping. I'm not feeling great with Cedric. Maybe I should jump ship, which she starts creating a bond with Bianca.
Because she says she admires a fellow strong female player. And, you know, we see that with her eventual bonding with Mary. You know, they had that mutual respect. And so I'm not surprised to see her flock to somebody like Bianca.
Right. And we see Mitch and Cedric start to bond over their shared experiences growing up, where they grow close and Cedric believes that they'll have Say in their pocket. And Chrissy kind of seems honestly, Chrissy kind of seems like the person in the middle now.
You would almost expect that she's in the worst position because, you know, with Mitch being close with Cedric and maybe them being able to both say in, he was never close with Siva. But Mitch and Chrissy kind of talk about how they want to stay Siva strong and how they would maybe want to take this opportunity at the swap to take a knock at the Logi numbers because they're the equally numbered tribes at this point. You know, Vula obviously has 3, but both Logi and Siva have 6. It's, you know, something we see often. I remember in 46 when you hit the merge, there's the 3 Yanu, and then you've got the large amount. You got 5 Nami and 5 Siga. They were vying to get each other out. You know, they want to chip away at each other's numbers so that they have the majority.
They see both Logi and Siva's original tribes as, like, very connected, but Siva seemed more personally connected, where Logi had a lot of interconnected, like, strategic relationships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to take that out.
Next up, we see on the new Logi beach, we have David and the 4 women. Such an interesting thing to see there. Immediately, Eva talks to the group without Star being there, and she throws out Star's name like it's a piece of garbage. She just immediately throws Star's name out because we know the two of them were vying for each other back on original Logi. And, you know, also a Siva kind of feud happening where David tells others that Charity was on the bottom of Siva and that he wants Charity out. So there's 2 potential targets here. But then we see a cross-alliance bond form between David and Eva.
And Mary is the final member on this tribe who seems to be, you know, as we said, playing the middle. She's very much, like, not really the focus of this episode, but she has a lot of power in this dynamic because she's the lone Vula member. They aren't going to vote for her, and her vote is crucial here. Our final tribe here is the Vula tribe. We have no Vula members on here, but we have Kyle and Camilla. What was it? Kyle Milla?
I call it Kymilla, yes.
Kymilla from the Siva tribe. And we have the California girls, of course, Joe, Shaheen, and Thomas. We talked briefly, like, they are a very strong tribe as a 5, and if they did go to tribal, it does seem like, you know, Camilla and Kyle will have a disadvantage, but they do have both a extra vote and an idol. So
they can muster up something, you know, if they were, you know, coordinated enough and strategic enough. And what's interesting to see here is Camilla immediately starts playing those mind games. She does this great bit of acting, this improv bit where she acts as though her and Kyle were never really that close on Siva, their original tribe, which is the furthest from the truth because we know they helped find that idol together and they're each other's number ones.
And we see Kyle immediately yes and Camilla, like,
kept up that awkward energy.
Right. They're acting uncomfortable with each other, and it's really, like, impressive to see the work they do, where immediately Joe, Shaheen, and Thomas just assume they're not close. And it makes, like, a lot of sense that you would believe them. Little silly.
Yeah, they think they underestimate their opponents, yeah, and think, oh, it's smooth sailing from here. We'll just pick off one of the two, whoever's not best for the tribe or whoever's going to pose the biggest threat in the merge. Easy peasy. Clean off our hands when we're done. But that
it should never be easy peasy.
It's never, never that easy in Survivor.
Now we make our way to the immunity challenge. We see the Vula tribe, they're very pumped up. They want that win. They want to get that win for the Vula tribe. And, you know, they're getting a little cocky.
They say, oh, we've already won this challenge before they even walked onto their mat.
Right. And, I mean, like, I would honestly feel the same way.
I didn't doubt them either.
If I realistically was Camilla with those 4, like, huge men, like, I would think, oh, we're going to breeze through that. And then I can, you know, we got the puzzle in the bag. We'll have so much extra time. So we see, as the challenge starts, they have their huge blocks that they have to, like, push down the track and, like, grab their keys. And
typical Survivor obstacle course, right. Nothing out of the ordinary. We've got the little beanbag toss through, mm-hmm, a little frame, which The new Loggy seems to be struggling with a little bit. We see David try, then Eva, then Star, and they take turns, and they really fall behind in this portion.
Yeah.
Letting the new Vula and new Siva really make some ground on them and get to the puzzle at the end while the original Loggy is still logging behind.
Loggy tribe finally catch up, and immediately they are breezing through the puzzle. Like, it takes only a few minutes. And we see Loggy's about to finish, but Vula finally puts their last piece in. However, they were wrong. They were one piece off.
One slight error.
Which, the way that this pyramid is shaped, if one piece is wrong, they're all wrong.
You gotta move the whole thing, almost start from the beginning.
It is a mess. They have messed up big time.
At this point, it's anyone's game. Whatever head start that new Vula had, they have lost. And this opens the door for the new Loggy team to actually finish their puzzle first.
Right.
The people who were in last for the majority of the challenge finish first, and it's a great celebration. Star, David, Mary, Charity, and Eva are jumping for joy. And so now it's up to new Siva and new Vula.
It's down to the wire, and just narrowly, new Siva, clinches the win out, leaving the shocker loss of Vula going to tribal tonight.
And so, once again, Vula Beach is the backdrop for a tribal scramble, and this one is unlike anything we've seen before. Like, the strategy takes a level up in this one.
It's a doozy. We see Kyle and Camilla, they're going one-on-one with each of the California girls, like, pitching their case.
When in reality, they are trying to work together to, you know, muster up some way that they don't have to go and that they can take out one of the California girls.
Yes, and we see them chat for a little bit, and Camilla gives her extra vote to Kyle so that they can ensure that neither of them will go, where Kyle will play his idol on himself. And if Camilla is the one to get the votes from the other three, then he can put the extra vote on them, meaning it will be a 3-3 tie. And if they go to a tie vote, Kyle has his vote and
his
extra vote.
It carries through to the revote.
We would see a 2-2 again, where Kyle and Camilla would both be safe. They've ensured this plan. It's a very safe plan.
It doesn't seem, though, that the California girls are thinking this deep about it. They're originally skeptical a little bit, specifically Shaheen and Thomas. You know, they're both conniving players, and so they expect nothing less from everybody else on the beach. But they don't do their due diligence. We see Thomas and Shaheen, while Camilla is sitting right next to them, look through Kyle's bag just in case he has some sort of advantage, which we know he does at this point. And so it's like, really, this is like a suspenseful scene, and we're almost in Camilla's shoes, nervous. Is Shaheen going to find something during his TSA screening of Kyle's bag? But he doesn't.
He doesn't, which makes them sure now that Kyle is getting the votes, because they wouldn't do that in front of Kyle for Camilla's bag.
Right.
And, you know, now they don't have to play the extra vote, and they can choose whoever they want to go home.
And it seems that they want to dump all their votes on Kyle, a three-man vote on him, because maybe they see him as more of a threat when it comes to the merge, physically at least.
Right. And even if they didn't find anything, they were worried he still has an advantage on it, like on his body or like whatever. He seemed more conniving, whereas Camilla was a little more cynical. We talk about it at Tribal. She talks about how the person who underestimates herself the most is her, where ultimately, I don't think that's true.
No, because everybody else underestimates them. The California girls don't think they've got anything up their sleeve. But the person who makes the most fatal flaw, and the flaw that seals their fate, is Thomas.
No.
We don't see Thomas, you know, follow through on his suspicions, because I'd say out of the three, he was the most skeptical.
Yeah, I think Shaheen and Thomas were definitely, like, very scheming players, but Thomas was the most outwardly. His position in the old Loggy Beach was, like, completely thrown away with the swap, and he just assumed that he could get away with, like, you know, spreading these rumors about Camilla lying.
Mm-hmm. Like he said right before the swap, he said, all this scheming, all this work I put in for the last 8 days, I've just got to start from square one. And it seems like he didn't do as good of a job here that he did back there. And he was no match for Camilla, the powerhouse that is the Guyanese duo.
So we see...
the three votes for Kyle get annulled by the idol he plays for himself. And then we just see the California girls crush. They're wondering which one of the three of them got chosen by Camilla to go home. And ultimately, I think this was the right choice. The two of them voted for Thomas. And that's our second winner pick in four episodes to go home.
My winner pick went 15th. Yours went... 18th.
First, yeah.
It was, this was unfortunate. I love Thomas, and I'm really sad he didn't make the merge, because I feel like now he's probably not going to return. We've seen a lot of villains. He said in his exit interview that he was the conniving gay.
Yes. And he was good at it.
He was really good. He, I think, controlled the Loggy tribe. Like, he didn't have a firm grasp on it, but he was so dynamic. He was doing great. And I think... if he had been placed on a better tribe where he could rebuild rather than being forced to, like, stay comfortable,
yeah.
I think he really could have done well. But, you know, we...
I think this episode was, like, an episode of sacrifices, sort of, because I love Thomas, but I also really wanted that swap specifically for the Vula tribe to, you know, have a better chance in the game. And also, I love Camilla, so, like, mm-hmm. I had to sacrifice Thomas to keep my Camilla and my Vula biases in the game.
In another world, I could absolutely see all five of them making Final Five. They are that strong. Like, mm-hmm. all of them were that good players. But
and they all had something different they could bring to the table, like absolutely. Something different, you know, at Final Tribal Council, they could claim a different sort of game than each other. So that's just what sucked. Like it was the worst tribe to go to tribal, really, in hindsight. Mm-hmm. And it was crushing. But, you know, that Survivor, that was good Survivor.
That is Survivor right there. We don't need constant journeys of pure luck that they can't get out of.
No.
We need more Thomas.
We need more Thomas, and we need more schemes and plans.
We need more to make the seasons dynamic so that they don't get comfortable with the format. Let's now quickly go through each of our grades for this week. Let's start with our unfortunate tribal loss of Thomas on the Vula tribe.
You can start.
Yeah, I am very sad because he's gotten straight A's. He got two player of the weeks from me, but I gave him a B- here.
I gave Thomas a C+ because this was a case not of production interference or being unlucky. He just got outplayed, even though he was such a good player, which, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider maybe giving him a better grade. It's just that he did not keep his foot on their necks enough. Like,
yeah. He needed to put more pressure.
He knew the two of them were trouble. He was more skeptical of them than the other two in his alliance, but he should have done more. I think he should have targeted Camilla. I think he should have seen Camilla.
He wanted to, but he didn't. Like, he didn't try hard enough. And I do think, like, either he should have been more dynamic, or really he should have gone with the Say approach. Like, fully, like, foot on their necks. Like,
zero in,
so
tell
his
pressure. Alliance members, we're not doing Kyle, we're doing Camilla. Trust me.
And continuing on the tribe, let's go with our favorite duo, Camilla.
Yes.
Where I have Camilla easily player of the week this week. I gave her an A+.
I gave her an A++.
Oh,
double plus.
If we can do that,
I'm breaking
then,
the grade
no,
system
if
for her.
If we're doing that, then absolutely Camilla gets an A++, because I wanted to give Kyle an A+, but he just wasn't on the same level as Camilla, where Camilla was immediately like going at it. She knew what to do, and Kyle was so good at like playing along, yes anding, doing great. But Camilla was like so good at this.
She was leading him. Like, he was picking up what she was putting down. I gave him an A, sort of A+ too, but it was her, you know, spearheading the strategy, and he just got it. Like,
our Canadian queen and our Guyanese duo, it's incredible to watch. What was it from last season? Operation Italy. It's
this
Operation
Guyana. Operation
Guyana,
yes.
And our other now formerly trio, now duo, Joe and Shaheen, now they got outplayed.
This is the Nevada girls at this point. This is the Utah
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, they're the Housewives of Salt Lake City. And I gave Joe a B because I feel like he wasn't shown much this episode, where it felt like they were kind of trying to shun him from such a blunder, whereas they kind of pinned the aggression from Shaheen on the situation.
Yes.
So I gave Shaheen a B-. I think they were both generally like doing the same, but ultimately Shaheen was given more of the blame, so I feel like he's a little more rough for the future.
I gave the exact same grades for those two for the exact same reasons. You know, they're definitely trying to keep Joe as their golden boy.
And we'll quickly move over to the Siva tribe, where Bianca, I gave a B-. Cedric, I gave a B-. I think Bianca is in a rough position right now, not fully due to her fault, but like losing her vote, losing Thomas, which she doesn't know about yet, and not being in the greatest position of her tribe isn't great, but she's also like, she has opportunities to bounce back, and we don't know yet. Cedric, I gave a B-, because he doesn't know about the whole thing between him and Say.
Yeah, I gave Cedric a B because while he was oblivious to how much his tribal blunder affected Say, I think he's making those inroads with Mitch and probably as a result with Chrissy as well.
Right.
And so I think he's very well insulated at the moment. And I think, you know, whatever those three choose to go with will probably be the end all be all on that tribe. Because I don't think Say can flip him at this point. I think he has more allegiance already to Mitch.
Mm-hmm. So Chrissy and Mitch, I gave Chrissy a B because we didn't really see much of her as usual, but she seems to be in a pretty good position. And Mitch, I gave a B+ because he was very good at connecting with the new people. He seems to be like, he's never going to be targeted. And Say, I gave an A because I feel like, honestly, it might have been retribution, for I feel like I've given her lower ranks than she should have gotten, even if she was like, because like, I didn't think her strategy should work, but it does. And I have to commend her for that.
I gave Chrissy a B+ and Mitch an A-. I think they control their tribe at the moment. If they can patch things over from maybe being a little distant on their original tribe, they're definitely going to make the merge. Even though they don't have the strongest tribe, they probably have the weakest tribe physically out of the three. I think they're not the first two to go for sure. I give Say a B+, because while she is, I think, in an okay place in her tribe, I think siding with Bianca is fighting a losing battle at this point.
Right.
But I am happy that she patched things up with Mary. Speaking of Mary,
yes.
If we hop over to Loggy Tribe, I gave Mary an A-. She's in all the conversations she needs to be, and she's perfectly insulated.
I gave her an A- as well. She's doing great. No notes.
Star, I gave a B-. She is an impending target, but I also gave Eva a B-. It really depends on what side people take in that kind of debate. Same thing with, you know, David versus Charity. We'll get to that. But I don't see any content for Star, which is not a good sign, but there was no negative content.
I gave Star a C+, just because she still has that idol she hasn't found, and we don't know what's happening with it. Like, they should have explained what happens between a tribe swap, but we don't know for sure. And Eva, I honestly gave a B+, because we got a lot of screen time on that tribe from Eva and David, where it seemed like they were going to be the duo that lasts. Mm-hmm. And I think it showed that Eva was like, even if she wasn't fully connecting super well with the other people, I think David was doing so well where like she can just hitch off of that.
Charity, I gave her a B-. She's been going up lately, but this one's lower than last week just because on her new tribe, I don't think she's got the best connections. I think she may be one of the two first boots if they go to tribal.
Yeah, I gave Charity a C. We saw a lot of her like fumbling. She didn't know her dynamic with David well. And lastly, speaking of David
himself,
I gave him an A. I think he was doing the best on his tribe, connected with everyone super well. And we saw a lot of him this episode. He is a great presence.
I gave him an A+. Like you said, he's connected very well on his tribe. He's got a good alliance with Eva going on. And also, nobody's going to want to eliminate him because he is their strength on the tribe. So yeah, I think this overall was probably the best episode so far of the season.
Definitely. I've had a lot of fun with it. And unfortunately, next week is going to be our last episode.
So but sad.
At least we get to prepare you guys for the merge. You guys can keep watching alongside with us. Even if we're not going to be commentating, you can take our predictions and run with it, see where we go.
Hopefully
we'll get some, we'll probably do some final predictions next week to see if we can predict the new winner.
And we will out-yap for one last time next week, and we'll see you then. Bye.